This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to welcome back John and Ayanna Verde of the Verde Eagle School, and they're here today to talk about a cool event that's coming up, National Night Out. John, tell us a little bit about National Night Out.
It's a national event that promotes positive interactions between the police department and the communities that they serve. Just to have positive interactions and to let the community know that they're there for them, that they just want to build those relationships with them.
You decided to participate in this and you kind of put the whole event on steroids.
I did, yes. I am a retired police officer, so it resonates really deeply with me, that connection. And also being the co-founder of the Verde Eco School, my wife and I both feel very strongly that the children have to have a stronger connection with the people that are entrusted to keep them safe. So we decided to make it a larger event to shut down all of O'Galley Square. Starting at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a car show, as well as the Space Coast Transportation and Planning Organization is going to come down and put on a bike rodeo. Your children are able to come down with their bikes and participate in the bike rodeo. They're also going to be giving away some free bike helmets. We're going to have live entertainment in the O'Galley Square. An assortment of kids' bands are going to be playing, provided by Groove Shack. To raise awareness of the O'Galley Arts District itself, Bob's Bikes and the Satellite Beach Sustainability Board, they're having a ride that's going to start at Bob's Bikes on O'Galley Beachside, and it's going to go into O'Galley, and they're going to ride through the streets of O'Galley. Also, that same night, we're going to have a ton of food trucks there. So Coastal Kitchen, Eat Qual, Bearded Chef are all going to be there that night, as well as the rock stars that are the Melbourne Police Department. They're going to be coming down. The police chief's going to come down and all that. Also that day, we're going to actually make it even more special. The Verde Eco School has created an initiative called Hey Blue. And what Hey Blue is to bring true meaning to a police officer's existence in the community by allowing them to work through social media to raise money for local families in need. And this is super cool. If you see an officer at the EGAD National Night Out, if you take a picture with them and post it on your social media, Clover Insurance Company has pledged $1 per selfie to anyone that does that to go to a local family in need. So we're looking and we're asking the community support and businesses that are out there that would like to also sign on with Clover Insurance Company to pledge money, as well as we're also searching for that local family in need. So if you are a local family and you're hearing this, reach out to us at info@verdeecoschool.org. So every person that is at the event and takes that selfie will also be entered into a $100 cash raffle. So your selfie is bringing change to a local family, and it can also bring money into your pocket.
As we lead into National Night Out, right after the summer movie that's happening at Premier Oaks, we're having a special story time presented by the Verde Eco School and the Melbourne Police Department. And that will be from 11 to noon at the Ben & Jerry's next door. And that's sponsored as well by Center State Bank.
More information, you can email us at info@verdeecoschool.org. Look at the event page on Facebook at National Night Out-EGAD, E-G-A-D.
EGAD's National Night Out, sponsored by the Verde Eagle School. August 6th, start the day with a story time at Ben & Jerry's at 11 a.m. at the Oaks Hibiscus. National Night Out is free and open to the public. Food trucks, live music, bike rodeo, and so much more. All at the O'Galley Arts District, August 6th, 5 p.m.